So I hope you've had enjoyed a very nice break and reflected a little bit on these topics. I would like to bring up Mr. Peter Bleeds to the stage, please. A warm applause.
Thanks.
Peter Bleeds, you are the strategic advisor and business manager at Novus, who will explain the latest report ordered by Mitleve, and it's called Manager's Responsibility for Inclusion and Diversity.
Yes.
Please.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And what an introduction. Hi, everyone. Happy to be here. For the second year in a row, we at Novus have the privilege to help Mitleve with this study. And the results that I will present now are very much in a Swedish context. So what we have done, we have conducted a study on a representative sample of Swedish managers and leaders from all levels, from mid-level to top level, to members of management teams, and to CEOs. And sort of getting an inside perspective or an inside look in how diversity and inclusion is handled, how the organizations work, and how far they have come. So I will just emphasize that this is all type of managers. It's all type of sectors as well. So we have managers in the private sector as well as in the public sector, as well as in non-profit organizations. So it's a broad perspective, and in organizations with 25 employees or more. So we can see some patterns and trends regarding, so to speak, larger organizations, and some other type of trends regarding smaller organizations. With that said, five things we've learned from the study in comparison to when we did this in 2021. The first one is, and has actually been mentioned earlier, is regarding somewhat the momentum when it comes to the organization's work with diversity and inclusion. This is a topic that is more on the agenda, both in general in the organizations and as well as a topic on the management team level. When we look at the figures from this study, we can say that almost 5 out of 10 of these managers in this study state that their management team work actively to increase diversity and inclusion in their workplaces. And this is an increase compared to 2021. And as you can see the figure from in the middle there, about 4 out of 10 managers state that this is a topic that is addressed sometimes, but it's not a prioritized topic. And 1 out of 10 managers claim that their organizations hardly or doesn't work with this topic at all. So the first learning is that this, it's compared to 2021, there's been a sort of a shift, meaning that there are more organizations who are claiming that they have moved this topic from just being addressed sometimes to being more on the agenda in at large, I would say. The second thing we learned or looked at is what we have called the long-term challenge. And that is very much how to enable these organizations to charge the daily operations of the many organizations with this topic. We have called it, I have called it from the talk to the walk gap. We've heard a lot about this, but it is clear there is a drop-off when we look at the figures from this year, meaning that the number of organizations or the managers in different organizations who claim that they actively work is quite large. And when we drill down in terms of who have actually had strategies in place, who had set goals and so on, there's a quite a large drop-off. And just to look at the numbers, 3 out of 4 managers, 76% claim that their company actually work with diversity and inclusion in their organizations. And when we then sort of stress a little bit more, do you have a strategy in place for this? Well, then it's, we have half of the organizations left. And if we go so far to actually ask the number who have particular goals or targets set regarding this, there's 1/3 of the managers left. So here is the sort of the cliff or the drop-off and the challenge for many organizations. As you can see in the figures in the brackets, this is a development anyhow compared to 2021. So the question, the momentum is in this topic. But there are a couple of guiding lights or shining lights to look for guidance, and hopefully we'll hear more about this later on today. And that is that larger organizations are leading by example here. Smaller organizations and mid-sized organizations have more challenges. And large organizations, for instance, with 1,000 employees or more, they have the managers in these organizations stress more that this is an important topic. To a higher extent, their management teams work with these questions. To a higher extent, they have strategies in place. To a higher extent, they have goals. So these organizations have figured this out. They're not done in a long way, but they have found one way to work more with this. The smaller organizations, and with that I mean like organizations with up to 200 employees, primarily in the private sector, have bigger challenges. This topic is not as self-evident on their agenda or table. It doesn't come up naturally in their organizations. And furthermore, they are further down the line when it comes to maybe you would call it the maturity in how to handle and work with this question. So here, larger organizations can really help also to drive and be motivational to smaller organizations. But I should add as well, we can see trends regarding these smaller organizations. They have actually taken steps as well and moved forward, but from lower levels. Another thing we learned, and this is really when you work with market research as I do, it's really interesting to state to sort of gather the knowledge. The majority of the managers in the study state they have a good knowledge of how they should work in their managerial role to increase diversity and inclusion in their workplace. So this is good. 6 out of 10 actually claim they have a high knowledge on how to do this. So this sounds good, right? Doesn't it? Our job is done. Or maybe something of a problem lying in this question. I mean, regarding that the self-claimed quite high amount of managers to say they have a good knowledge. And this brings us to one of our final conclusions, and that has been on almost everybody's mouth here today, and a tricky paradox when we have dwelled into different drivers for these companies to work with diversity and inclusion and thresholds. You can say that attracting talent is the absolute biggest driver for organizations to work with these issues. But at the same time, the biggest threshold is that the candidates who would add to the organization's D&I do not have the right qualifications. So there is something here, and quite a lot regarding insights on that might organizations have a narrow view on what is the right qualifications and qualification different or qualifications that I am not familiar with as a manager have a hard time driving through that. So to just sum up, there was 5 extremely short and quick takeaways from this study. Madeleine?
So much, it's so interesting.
Like really fast.
Really fast. That's good. No, but I think I find this fascinating because when we look at these figures, it seems like there's a really huge sense of ownership. People think this is important. They think they know what they're doing, etc. But there's discrepancy also, as you describe, between what they think they're doing and what they're actually doing. So based on that, do you think that this mindset that it's an important question, will that make a difference when you compare last year's results to this year's results?
I think we're moving in the right direction. We shouldn't kid ourselves. This is a really long-term game, even though we don't have really time for it. But I think that the larger organizations have been on this for quite a while. So I think it's very much a challenge also for the sort of mid-sized or smaller corporations and how we can actually bring them on as well, because they are further down the line. So But the ownership, I mean, we can see trends that the management teams are, more management teams in Swedish organizations are on this. So that's empowering, I guess, for all of us to see that this something is happening. And as I think it was Jim who mentioned, step by step, the small steps, that's a key thing, I think.
Thank you very much, Peter Blin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.